Radio Bilingüe presents Diploma en Mano, a series on Latino students. In the struggling farmworking town of Parlier in California's San Joaquin Valley, the Ramirez family stands out. All four Ramirez siblings attended the prestigious University of California at Berkeley. That's no small accomplishment for a farmworking family living in one of the poorest cities in California and one of the least educated in the country, once described as an overgrown farm labor camp. Today, the oldest Ramirez sister is an award-winning landscape architect, and her three siblings are teachers educating the next generation. Sadie Stavely visited two of the sisters, who live near their hometown, to see how the Ramirez family beat the odds.
Gloria Ramirez and her youngest sister, Angela, step along a gravel driveway to peek over the back fence of their childhood home.
It just seemed so much bigger before.
It was a tiny one-bedroom apartment for a family of six.
We had bunk beds on one wall.
This is Gloria.
And then my brother had his bed on the other corner of the room. There was a little space for a TV. And then we had a dining table where we could sit down to eat together.
And this is Angela.
For some, that would be extreme poverty, but my parents always provided, no matter what.
Back in Gloria's car, the two sisters drive by rows of grapevines and orange trees where their parents worked long hours to provide for the four kids. In a peach orchard, men and women prune and rake branches, whistling as they work. The Ramirez girls remember their father singing in the fields. The kids would pitch in, too, picking grapes in the summer and tying vines in the winter.
Sometimes the vines were frozen, so you wrap them around, and if you're not quick enough to get your tie, it unwraps and it slaps you in the face. You know, the field work was hard, and of course we didn't like it and all that, but it was a way for my parents to show us that, look, if you don't do well in school, this is what you're going to end up with.
They very much fall into the pattern that I have seen.
Dr. Patricia Gandara is a research professor in education at UCLA. She interviewed dozens of sons and daughters of Mexican immigrant laborers with an average education of third grade, whose children, nevertheless, earned doctorates from prestigious universities.
These are people who came to this country oftentimes in just really, really harsh circumstances because they desperately wanted opportunity, and they convey that to their kids. You know, this is your chance. And the kids oftentimes will say, I had to work hard. I had to do this because I know what my parents have gone through.
In addition to that work ethic and sense of optimism, the Ramirez kids also had a strong foundation in reading and writing in Spanish. The oldest three attended school in Tijuana before immigrating to the U.S. Even Angela, the youngest, learned the ABCs at home from her mother, though Lucila Ramirez went to school in rural Mexico for only a year and a half.
Y yo lo que le aprendí a leer en el primer grado y traté de enseñarles a ellas.
I tried to teach my kids what I learned in first grade. So before they started school, they knew how to write words like mamá, papá, and they knew the alphabet. When they went to school, the teachers didn't have to work too hard with them. They already knew quite a bit.
Mrs. Ramirez says teachers in Parlier were supportive of the entire family. Between shifts at the packing house, she would faithfully attend parent-teacher conferences and meetings, walking about a mile to the school since the family only had one car and she didn't know how to drive. That walk was a bit of a metaphor for her saying, upward and onward.
My mom's words were always, arriba y adelante. It's like even when times got tough and things were hard, she just kept encouraging us to always, you know, keep pushing.
The older siblings also pushed the younger ones to do well. Remember Angela's memories of the fields?
I remember my sister, Gloria, teaching me about science when we were out there. The gases and the solids and the liquids and the...
I had a captive audience when we were out in the field. You know, there wasn't anything else you could do but listen to me, so it worked.
One by one, the kids began winning spelling bees, getting top grades, and being singled out by teachers for trips to visit colleges out of town. Gloria was the first.
When it came down to applying for college, I was told, you know, or encouraged by a lot of my teachers to apply to UC campuses and stuff. And our counselor suggested that I apply to the junior college here in Ridley because she didn't think my parents would be willing to let me go. That's what she said. Just in case, you know, you don't get to go, at least there's something here, you know. But I had a little bit more faith, I guess, in my parents. I didn't apply to the JC. I applied to several UC campuses and I got into all of them. I liked UC Berkeley.
Gloria and her brother and sisters all received considerable financial aid to attend UC Berkeley. Dr. Gandara says the combination of skyrocketing tuition and the loss of recruitment and retention programs focused on students of color have pushed most Latinos today to lower their sights to two-year colleges, and most do not graduate. Who may have the key to turn things around?
National data on Latino students shows us that the more they have Latino teachers and counselors, the more likely they are to go to college.
Angela Ramirez, whose married name is Santos, now teaches her own third grade class in Sanger, a farming town neighboring Parlier. On this morning, students are in groups discussing how to solve a math problem.
And got 157.
Okay, very good.
Angela and Gloria's sister Maria is a kindergarten teacher for Los Angeles Unified, and their brother Fabian teaches high school Spanish in East LA.
That just brought such a smile to my face.
This is Dr. Gandara again.
I don't think that there is a happier part to this whole story of this family than that. It's not only giving back, it's giving back in the most powerful way that anybody can by teaching the next generation.
Gloria is not a school teacher, but she was called maestra by her dad because she earned a master's degree in landscape architecture. Her son is now at UC Santa Cruz, and she's keeping an eye on other youngsters in her hometown.
We keep going to Parlier because we go to mass there. And I see the story repeating itself, you know. I see people, kids, you know, that remind me of me when I was 10, 11, you know, when I was 12. I see parents out there who remind me of my parents, you know. They were working in the fields, pushing their kids to do good in school and trying to keep the family together, you know. Knowing that we turned out okay, I have hope for them too.
For Radio Bilingüe from Parlier, California, I'm Zadie Stavely.
This report was produced by Radio Bilingüe as part of American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.